try to experience what we're seeing out there, you've got to do it, as well as what we're going to see here in the Coconino County area here in the next, what do you think, Sarah, next 4 to 6 weeks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the forsythias, usually once you start seeing the forsythias bloom, you know the sap's running and things are really going to start happening.
And you've seen your forsythia?
Well,
gone too soon. You anticipate seeing
it. We have forsythias that are blooming, but they came from elsewhere. Okay. Soon we're going to see our own that are planted in our soil.
I'm not familiar with a forsythia, so I'll have to stop by Warner so you can show me.
What does a forsythia look like? How big of a bush tree plant?
It's a perennial shrub, and you know, I don't know the maximum height, but they have these beautiful yellow flowers that come out before the foliage. They're hard to miss. They're beautiful four-petaled yellow blooms, really bright.
All lines are loaded, so put 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you and your phone, and get ready to hit send as soon as we take our first call. That'll be your best chance to get on air this beautiful Saturday morning.
And we're looking particularly for questions on landscape and gardening from Northern Arizona, so I'm going to butt in because I have a question about our place at 8,000 feet. Got hit by the wildfire a couple years ago, so we lost some ponderosa pines. But we always had this little bitty stand of aspen trees and at the corner of the trees as they came out to the point of the where the lake is and the San Francisco River. What can I do to grow? Everyone up there in that area says aspens are tough, aspens are tough, aspens are tough. Well, since the Wallow Farm, there's a 500,000 acres of aspen trees that are absolutely going nuts.
That's what it needed. It needed that fire to turn into nitrogen.
I mean, it's coming back so thick you can't even walk through the forest, and they're all taller than me. I mean, it's like walking through an aspen jungle, and it's every place except on my property.
Go torch it hard.
How can I encourage aspen growth? Because they grow through the tree roots and
well, they'll throw up saplings. But what you want to do is just buy some and put them in the ground.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. One of the reasons they're so difficult is because they're very susceptible to disease.
Mm.
So you'll often see, you know, extreme die-off. But it's natural. They're natural occurring funguses and pests that attack them. But
it absolutely killed me. We bought this property, and it's right on the river, and it's got a little lake right there. And one of the reasons we bought it was this little stand of aspen trees were just so pretty, and that was going to be right off the corner of the master bedroom deck, and we had all this vision. I bought that property, we closed escrow, and 30 days later, two beavers move into the pond, and you know the first trees they wanted?
Oh, dear. They said, yum, yum.
Oh, man, they went after them aspen trees like it was ice cream cones. Romy, you say the calls are loaded. I've got my question answered, so y'all go ahead and have your garden show now.
Bob, good morning. On the topic of trees, calling from Chandler. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, guys, and lady. This one's for John, since I'm down in Chandler. I have a pine tree. The pine tree's fairly mature, about 30 feet tall, about 6 feet from a block fence, and the roots are pushing up against the fence and actually uplifting the fence. And I need to know whether it would be safe to go ahead and cut those roots at the fence line, just cut them out and pull them out of there and then repack under the fence, or do I run the risk of damaging the tree, or should I just pull the tree out?
Well, it would depend, I guess, a little bit on how many roots are doing that. If it's one or two, which usually it is. It's usually only maybe one or two roots, maybe just one, that are the culprit. Then generally we don't have a problem with that. I would certainly hurry and do it before it gets hot, however. It would be less stressful on the tree if you did it. Would have been less stressful if you'd done it a couple months ago. Would be certainly less stressful if you did it now. Have you dug along the fence line to kind of see if you can find the specific root that might be doing
that? Oh, yeah,
I've
isolated the root. There are actually, it would be two roots, but one splits into another two. So there's actually three roots about 3 to 4 inches in diameter under there.
Well, here's, I guess, what I would suggest. If the solution and the cause is the roots of the tree heaving up the fence, the only way to fix it Well, I guess there are two ways. You could rebuild the fence, you know, and raise it up and work around the roots. You could relay the block. You know, might happen again, however, as the tree continues to grow. You can cut the roots and see what happens. And the worst case scenario is you may have to take the tree out anyway. So I would go ahead and do it and then just see what happens. But I would do it right away.
I can verify we had this conversation on air about 3 weeks ago, and a customer of Harper's Nursery thought John Jay and I were nuts, and he brought by this reciprocal saw blade that was about 10 inches long and gifted it to us. That and I'm going to gift it to my grandson. That's my first gift to your son.
You. Yeah.
That is a wicked saw blade. And a Sawzall is great because you don't necessarily have to dig the up and around the whole root. Expose the thing and just go in there and boom, it's done.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Beautiful Saturday morning.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.